News.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jessica Stone. A promise to retaliate from Iran after a U.S. airstrike took out its top military leader, Qasem Soleimani. President Trump says he acted to save American and Iraqi lives.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
Thousands of U.S. troops are now on the way to the Middle East. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
And our Army Brigade from the 82nd Airborne Division, put on alert Friday, will be deploying to Kuwait in the coming days, according to Pentagon officials. A battalion of some 750 paratroopers from the 82nd already arrived in Kuwait earlier this week.
Meantime, reaction from Congress is breaking down along party lines, with Republicans in support and Democrats asking the White House to consult Capitol Hill before taking further action. This is a Fox News alert.
Barney around. Good. Now we're back to reality.
Sweet.
The less time I spend watching actual television news, the better I am. There's not a whole lot more to that dying Prince Philip. Basically what they want. I'll do a quick Cliff's Notes on this.
Give us a synopsis there, Doc.
Philip has told the Queen, that's Elizabeth, who I think just turned 90, right?
Yep.
To concentrate on Kate, William, and their kids. Now, you gotta think, Bonnie Prince Charles, right? He's been waiting. He's pushed, getting close to 70, I think, for the throne. But he married Di, and I think that kind of
threw him out, didn't he?
Yeah, I think there's. I think he's gonna get skipped.
Yep.
And they'll turn it over to. I guess it'll be King William. I don't know.
King Bill?
You know, actually, this is one of the... Yeah. King Bill.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah. Love me some King Bill.
Right up our alley.
That's right.
King Bill. Right up next to Ralph.
That's right.
Since I spent the money for this silly newspaper, let's see if there's anything else in here. Owen Wilson. Tormented by teen tragedy. Kenny Chesney swears off marriage for good. Well, Kenny, there's stories.
That's the worst thing you can do, is swear off marriage
for good. I did country music for 1 year in West Palm Beach, 95 and 96, and it was a great year to do it because Shania had just come out.
It was a hot time, yeah.
Garth was big, even though I currently despise him because he's turned into a real...
Dude, come on. He didn't... Remember when he had that whole split ego deal, the Chris Gaines?
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember he had, it was Garth Brooks, and then he became so full of himself that he split himself.
His pants.
He became Chris Gaines, who was some other kind of singer.
I thought he was one of the most obnoxious concert performances I've ever seen. And I've never been to a concert where the behavior of the crowd was worse.
Really?
Than Mr. Clean Cut, Mr. Brooks.
Wow.
I saw at least four people perp walked in handcuffs at the Miami Arena for beating women.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
And that facility was such a... I mean, it wasn't that old, but it was poorly designed, and they didn't have nearly enough restrooms for women.
Yeah.
So the lines outside the ladies' bathrooms were so bad that they started coming into the men's rooms to pee because they had to go somewhere.
What are you going to do?
I'd never seen that done on a urinal before, but I guess it can. And it was so crazy that you didn't. It's like, geez, it's like being in the Twilight Zone.
Well, you were at a Garth Brooks concert.
Yeah. But anyway, the music was really poppy at that time, and it was easy, you know, to get into it. Why did I bring this up?
Well, we were talking about concerts and Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
He's in the Inquirer somewhere.
Kenny Chesney said he swore
Kenny,
off marriage.
So thank you.
The youngest woman in the room can bring us back to reality.
At least somebody's got a memory.
The only woman in the room.
Yes, the most beautiful woman in the room.
Thank
so
you.
We, our station was owned by a pretty rich old dude named Mr. Fairbanks.
Oh.
So he put a lot of money into promoting the station. And we brought Kenny Chesney in for a concert at a West Palm bar when he was just getting started. He had a couple of hits. And he was a really quiet, unassuming kind of guy. And at that point, you really couldn't see him being the megastar he became. Brant is waiting for us, so let's get cooking here. We've got your local news, weather, and then we'll find out. Get the bottom line on the market's reaction to the taking out of that evil SOB in Iraq today.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that first exit. That's the Louisville Street exit. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Wallet to the end of the road. You'll find the Capitol Oyster Bar sitting on the river. You'll also pass our new RV park sitting down here where we've got full hookups. You can get down here, spend a weekend or a week with us, and enjoy some good food and some good fun on the river. I'll tell you, we're going to be closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. We'll open back up Friday at a regular 11 o'clock time. And be open all weekend for good entertainment and good time on the river. So come down here hungry. Check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and shows what music we got coming up. We got some killer shows coming up in January. January the 12th and the 19th. Two back-to-back killer shows. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Facebook page. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard. Right wrongs. Fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. A fifth juvenile has been arrested after a Montgomery police car was damaged in a hit and run yesterday. Police say a unit was approaching a stolen car on the 2000 block of West Fairview Avenue. The driver then reversed, slamming into the police car. All five suspects have been charged with six counts of breaking and entering a vehicle following a string of break-ins that happened on Sugar Pine Drive on January 2nd. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says the new blue light special plan to combat the celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was successful. He says they saw a dramatic change in numbers in the targeted areas from last year. The Alabama Supreme Court has returned a lawsuit over control of the state Democratic Party to a Montgomery judge. Justices dismissed an earlier appeal, putting the case back before Montgomery Circuit Judge Greg Griffin to resolve. An internal power struggle has pitted longtime party leaders Nancy Worley and Joe Reed against an upstart group. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of rain has not ended yet. As a matter of fact, it'll be around through late tonight before ending. The overnight low temperature tonight, as it turns colder, will fall to about 48. tomorrow. Risk of a couple of showers left over early in the day primarily. Otherwise, windy, colder tomorrow. High temperature up to the low 50s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. We are headed for the freeze mark Saturday night or colder and wind chills in the 20s. Nice day Sunday. Sunday's high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Waistband covered in my big old gut, dumpy love handles and a beefy butt. I go back to the gym, calorie cut, and cause it Christmas, I got pretty chunky.
Speak for yourself. You got any more of those peanut butter treats?
Thank you, Greg.
Eddie, I got four letters for you. Keto.
I don't even know what that means. I have been pretty good through the holiday season.
Dude, you look great.
Yeah, you still look great, Greg.
But Monday, it's back to full-blown keto.
Really?
I asked for a tree, not a forest of peanut butter cups.
What can I say? I'm generous.
If they melt, they turn into eggs.
You are, Rosie. I'm not.
That's fair.
Let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday, or whatever day of the week it is. I can't keep up.
You know, this morning, before the markets even opened, we took note that, and Fox, of course, because they got to scare the pants off her. Well, you know, the market's already down 300 points. Like, you know, doomsday is here. Actually, it picked up a little bit from there. It wasn't a horrible day on the markets, but I guess it was driven in large extent by concerns over Middle East unrest.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, let's just look at what happened. I mean, it's one of those things where, and I think Trump has done, from a political perspective, he's done a really good job, you know, particularly in the global sense, you know, media market, of continuing to tell them, look, we're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to tolerate this. And then finally, he hits them pretty hard. And I mean, this was a major, major attack, taking out that
bad guy
leading general. Yeah, really bad guy. And, you know, it's interesting because, in my view, he puts the Democrats also a little bit in a really bad spot. What are they going to do, defend the Iranians and defend that
guy? Some of them are. Some of them, of course, and the whack jobs in Hollywood, too.
Yeah.
Please don't be mad at us, Iran. Do you believe that?
Please don't.
Yeah, I know it. But, you know, and so I think, yes, we saw what you would expect to see. Energy, you know, crude oil prices go up. If this is a prolonged, protracted sort of thing that escalates, you know, that could be a short-term negative. There's no doubt about it. Fuel costs impact everything from transportation companies all the way down to middle America, you know. And so it is something that definitely bears watching. And I do think that it probably is going to get a little worse before it gets better. My suspicion is the Iranians are now going to be forced to have to try to do something, you know, as their own in their own form of retaliation. But I guarantee you right now there are conversations going on in back channels between, you know, maybe not absolutely the White House, but there are conversations happening between America and Iran, and they're not very pleasant, I can promise you. It's just going to – it really boils down to what do the Iranians really want to do? How far do they want to take this? They know what they've been doing. They know what they did with the embassy there in Iraq. They're stoking all of this, and obviously, you know, they're at a point now where the pain is tremendous. These economic sanctions are really hurting them.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of sanctions have a way over time to sort of rot you from the inside out. And it's like an acid that just continues to eat away at the regime. And I think that's what's going on. And they're feeling a lot of pressure because when you're in these types of economies like you have with Iran, those people depend on you as a government to provide your sustenance, essentially. And if that's ever called into question or in doubt, or if the people start feeling the pain, then you really start to see really, really bad problems.
So they have been. The people have been in the streets. They've been killing some of their own citizens. And there were a lot of people from Iran tweeting out their thanks to Trump today for taking this guy out. They want to be free.
Yeah.
Same thing going on in Hong Kong. There is a thirst for freedom around the world. And they got a guy in our White House who would like to see that happen if he can help it.
That's right. And so, you know, I do suspect this is going to escalate. It's going to get a little worse before it gets better. The key thing is trying to reasonably control it and not, in other words, how do you ever control war? But if you can reasonably control it, and what I mean by that is not let it jump outside the borders, jump over borders and turn into a full-blown Middle Eastern conflict. That would not be good. You would probably see crude oil explode over $100 a barrel pretty quickly. And obviously that wouldn't be great for major market economies like ours or other developed economies. But my sense is this will settle down. It'll be a short-term period of volatility, and then we'll move forward. In terms of data and in terms of everything else, we're going to be moving into earnings season here before you know it. I would say in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to start getting early reads on retail sales, early reads on major U.S. multinational companies, how their markets look. They'll be talking a little bit more granular, you know, about how they see 2020 going. And so that's going to be a really important catalyst in terms of, you know, determining short-term market movements. We'll be watching that. And then next Tuesday, I'm excited, we'll be in studio, and we're gonna highlight, you know, at least a half dozen, you know, really, really big things to be looking for. Some of them are geopolitical types of things, but others are exciting topics about new technologies, new 5G type technologies. So I'm looking forward to that.
As are we. That'll be Tuesday, 4 to 6 here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. In the meantime, we're still at the beginning of the year. You've got a 12-month canvas out in front of you that you can paint the way you want. May I suggest that you find a spot on that canvas to have a meeting with Brandt, meet all the incredible people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and start on that plan to grow a nest egg, something for your kids' education, for your retirement, or just to have that fallback just in case. You know, you live a less stressful life when you know you have something in the back pocket for a rainy day. They can help you. And it's a no-obligation visit. It's all about you and what you would like to accomplish, where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, long-term thinking, and taking a look at your current financial picture and finding areas where you can redirect your spending into something that will be meaningful, that will grow, and be there for you when you need it. 387-0094 is the number to call and make that appointment. 387-0094. How's your face, Brent? I know you were at the dentist today.
You know what, buddy? I've been battling. I've got a tooth that's been giving me serious problems. Had to go to the dentist. So, yeah, I'm on antibiotics and some pain meds. It's really bad. It doesn't feel good.
You are talking to a man. I don't know if it's a world's record, but I have had, over the course of my life, 23 root canals.
Good Lord, man. Gosh.
Oh. Let's just get those things taken out.
Including four at one time.
Oh.
In that session where I had four at one time, I required at least 15 or 16 Novocaine injections.
Lord.
Because it took so long to get all the work done. And honestly, the guy did a great job. The only thing that hurt the next day was the roof of my mouth from all the needle pricks from the Novocaine.
Jeez.
Nuts, man.
Man, you're making me feel better by the
time. I would say so.
That was my goal.
Man.
Once again, the number for Brent, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. Have a great week. We'll talk again Monday, and feel better, my friend.
Thanks, man. Take care. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too.
You too.
We have a little time here. It's our 520. It's our silly segment. Who would like to hear something?
Silly?
Well, we have time to play something. We could do Old Harold Delaney. We could do. We haven't done that in a long time.
I haven't heard Delaney in a while.
But
Germany or the Moth.
The Moth. That's another good one. Mm-hmm.
Some claws.
Yeah, we kind of wore him out in December. How about if we have Norm tell the story of the Moth?
I love it.
I like that.
522, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that's dedicated to something that we don't even want to think can happen to ourselves or to someone we love, and that's a loss of mobility from a car wreck or from some type of accident in the home. And a large part of their clientele are our wounded heroes returning from battle with injuries that are going to take some time to heal or are going to require permanent reconfigurations of life. The idea behind what they do, and they, you know, the biggest part of what they do is engaging the human spirit to be independent. That's what they work with, and that's how they get people to lead the most normal, choice-filled life possible. Their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is a house of invention. And this is where they, because every situation is different. You cannot do a one-size-fits-all approach to restoring choices to lives that have been so adversely affected, sometimes short-term, long-term, sometimes permanent. People who were told they could never drive again now can. It's a big deal when you can take control of your schedule back and rid yourself of the dependency of requiring somebody to take you everywhere you need to go. Their number is 514-6590. They do great work. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, thank you for all your years of support for free speech and talk radio here in the River Region. Please look them up and like them on Facebook, Gulf States Mobility with Tompkins. 523, Norm in the Mont next.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. First one is on the Southeast Boulevard. If you're traveling towards the Troy Highway, passing the Honey Baked Ham Store on your right, it'll be right in front of you right there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. That's causing a big backup on the Southeast Boulevard right now. East Boulevard is slammed. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very heavy traffic there, but it is merging fine at the interchange. No problems downtown. We have two accidents back-to-back on Highway 14. At Long Lewis in Prattville. That's going to be just off I-65 on 14, right as you come into Prattville under the interstate overpass. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We will keep you updated on the ride home. Reinhardt Toyota has too many vehicles left over from 2019, and they got to go. More are on the way. The deals are incredible at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're back. I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. and the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Alinovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Alinovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade, once
how long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, "Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good." And so the doctor says, "Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here?" And then the moth said, "Because the light was on."
I'm going to make this a resolution for 2020. We got to find some new Norm tracks that we can play.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
You want that assignment,
yes,
Eddie Bader?
I'll pull up some YouTube videos. I'll get that taken care of.
I hope so.
Yes.
It is 5:30. I'm here to report that it's dark outside.
Already?
Yes. I was just outside inspecting and to see if it was raining very lightly at the moment. I'm refreshing the Live in Fear Doppler and Rich's forecast. I'll update in a second. We're about, though, to enter. Remember I told you we had another band coming in? It's right at our doorstep. There will be a brief sucker hole behind this next narrow band. It's just showers. And then behind that, as we zoom out, there are thunderstorms in southeastern Mississippi that will cross. Some of them have already crossed the border that will be coming through in the late evening hours.
Those are rain bands, like Band on the Run.
Yeah. So, thank you, Eddie.
You're oh funny. Yeah, let him look up the Norm bit.
Oh, I'm on fire.
I post political stuff that's a little bit different on Facebook from time to time. If I posted everything I wanted people to read, there, you know, I mean, 40 things a day. But today, I had to put that Maxine Waters.
Oh, that was cool. Did.
That's great.
The same Russians that got Adam Schiff, and you can almost hear Adam getting almost sexually excited that
yeah.
these Russians had pictures of naked Trump. I should find that clip. Let me see how long that takes on YouTube. Eddie, tell us about the Goodson Group and some of the things you've got on the market right
Sure, now. I'd love to tell you about it. We've got some great properties. You know, first of the year, everybody takes the opportunity during Christmas and New Year's to say, okay, what are we going to do next year? Well, a lot of people are ready to buy a house this year. A lot of people are nervous because they don't know what their credit scores are or they don't know where to start. Well, I'll tell you where to start. You call us up at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. We can hold your hand if that's what needs to be. We can explain to you how the home buying process works, where your credit score should be, help you get there. We can introduce you to loan officers. And gladly, of course, take you out and show you houses. But the biggest thing that we've learned here in Montgomery is realtors don't take the time to show people how to buy a house in this market. And at Goodson Group, we take that extra time, and we want you to be as educated as we are about the home buying process. So I absolutely love it when we get new clients to come in, and we get them come in regularly. They call. Occasionally they'll email or they'll call Bo. And we're just a great organization for anybody like that.
I can speak from personal experience. The Goodson Group manages our rental property for us. It's just so easy.
It's great, I'm telling you.
You know, it's like I don't have to worry about anything. And you vet the people that you rent to.
Yes, we do. You've got a great tenant.
I do. And the money ends up in the account. I don't have to lift a finger.
All right.
That's the idea.
I like right. that.
And now you used to do it on your own, so you can compare, Greg. Which way would you rather go?
Your way.
All right.
Your way. The only thing I'm upset about is that it took me so damn long to... here's a good idea. You know, maybe I could help somebody else handle this for me.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's absolutely... Oh, how do you like that? I just did my Doppler analysis, and we just got a rain alert. Beginning at 5:53, continuing off and on over the next hour. Until the sucker hole passes, then more rain later.
That just means the government's listening to you, Greg.
Give your number, Eddie.
322-0662.
Call me up 24 hours a day.
That's 322-0662.
That's Seth, right. You're getting very good at phone numbers.
Oh, I love numbers. I've been waiting for that.
He's kind of new. He hadn't...
I've been practicing that for 2 years.
Giving him numbers.
You leave that alone. Leave my personal no number getting butt out of this.
It is 5:34. Let's see. Oh, Skipper just uploaded a new traffic report, and it's a little on the long side. Ooh. So there must be a lot of naughty behavior going on.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we've got several accidents to tell you about. Our latest two accidents back-to-back right at East Chase on Taylor Road. That's going to be a problem there for a couple of minutes. Repeat, two accidents back-to-back right at Taylor Road at East Chase. So make sure you watch out for emergency vehicles there. East-South Boulevard, as you head up to the Troy Highway with the Honey Baked Ham store on your right, we've got an accident there that should be out of the way by now, but we're still showing a big backup on the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution there. In Prattville on Highway 14, just off I-65, as you head into town, Long Lewis is on your right. We've got two accidents there back-to-back. Injuries possible with one of those accidents. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Other than that, we've got a very busy I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very congested there. We've got a very busy East Boulevard. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Did you get a puppy for Christmas? Well, Invisible Fence has both indoor-outdoor systems that will keep that puppy safe. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, here's a real Russian colluder for you. Adam Schiff, with the same comedians that pranked Maxine Waters and got her all excited.
Trump. And And the materials that you can provide to the committee or to the FBI, would they corroborate this allegation?
Sure, of course. When they were in Ukraine, we got their conversation by the phone where they discussed those compromising materials. We are ready to provide it to FBI.
So you have recordings of both Sovchek and Buseva where they're discussing the compromising material on Mr. Trump?
Absolutely. And we also know who was a mediator between Trump and Russian government, who met with ex-advisor of Trump, Mr. Flynn. It was a Russian singer, very famous singer, Arkady Ukupnik, who met with Mr. Flynn on the Brighton Beach.
And singer, baby.
Russian cafe, Langeron.
What's the name of the cafe?
Langeron.
Langeron?
Yeah.
Yes, it's on the Brighton Beach.
Okay. And
it's a special, it's a Russian district in Brooklyn.
Brighton Beach.
And I can almost hear Adam Schiff getting a little excited there because he thinks he's got him. This should have disqualified him from even chairing that stupid impeachment committee. What a dick, a bad person.
It's horrible.
Pardon my French.
He'll make you cuss.
5:30. Yeah, because I hate him.
I
can't stand. I look at that pathetic face. Him, Maxine. These people are like out of a circus. They're out of a freak show, and they're members of Congress.
But as they go down, and you'll see, they'll start begging for help. Just like what's his name the other day said, my damnation of Trump on a government issued phone was my direct right for free speech. Well, if I give you a government phone, you cannot slam my president on a government-issued phone. Yeah. Talking to another government employee on a government-issued phone.
Notice that Trump has also been hitting around about Kerry violating the Logan Act. I hope they get
that. Thank you. No one else is going to say anything about it.
He almost became President Herman Munster.
Yeah.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. What a great company. Top-notch personnel. It was about a year ago that the great bathtub crisis of 2019 splashing through the bedroom my way to bathe. Oh, what fun it wasn't. Yeah, that was a mess. And what I really appreciated was the forensic skill of the Clark's people, because it's a garden tub, so tile had to be removed. And it was a very tricky procedure. Had it been done by people who wield sledgehammers, it would have cost a couple of $1,000s.
You'd run redone your bathroom.
Would have had to.
Yep.
Instead, they have a guy that works with Clark's on situations like this who was able to precision remove those tiles. They were able to get to the drain, fix the make the repair, put the tile back in, done. And it didn't cost thousands of dollars at all. Didn't even cost $1,000. But it's been a year, and there's been no problem since. They're just good at what they do. And Clark's Club members have the benefit of urgent care service if something goes wrong. Because even with tune-ups, which you get twice a year with a Clark's Club membership for $159, it's still a machine, and they can break, and usually at the worst possible time. So call them at 277-2125. Their people are amazing. They're not only good at what they do, but they're incredibly nice. And you want to make them sandwiches and serve them refreshments while they're working. I've heard that from people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
They've told me, you were right about them. They came to my house to dinner. And I invited them to stay for dinner. That's how nice they are. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says the new blue light special plan to combat the celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was successful. He says they saw a dramatic change in numbers in the targeted areas from last year. The Alabama Supreme Court has returned a lawsuit over control of the state Democratic Party to a Montgomery judge. Justices dismissed an earlier appeal, putting the case back before Montgomery Circuit Judge Greg Griffin to resolve. An internal power struggle has pitted longtime party leaders Nancy Worley and Joe Reed against an upstart group. A fifth juvenile has been arrested after a Montgomery police car was damaged in a hit-and-run yesterday. Police say a unit was approaching a stolen car on the 2000 block of West Fairview Avenue. The driver then reversed, slamming into the police car. All five suspects have been charged with six counts of breaking and entering a vehicle following a string of break-ins that happened on Sugar Pine Drive on January 2nd. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of rain has not ended yet. As a matter of fact, it'll be around through late tonight before ending. The overnight low temperature tonight, as it turns colder, will fall to about 48. Tomorrow, risk of a couple of showers left over early in the day primarily. Otherwise, windy, colder tomorrow. High temperature up to the low 50s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. We are headed for the freeze mark Saturday night or colder, and wind chills in the 20s. Nice day Sunday. Sunday's high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm
District presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I found this on Breitbart. I wanted something electrifying but funny for a Friday. Breitbart has handed out their annual fake news awards. And let's take a winner, a look at some of the winners. 2019's Fox staffer caught kissing future employer Jeff Zucker's ass the most. Andrew Napolitano. I perfectly picked because he, to me, in the great scope of media, is one of the biggest disappointments.
Yeah.
I went from literally hanging on every word that man said. I have no respect for him. I wouldn't listen to him if he was in my living room talking to the television set. I'm sorry. 2019 Fox staffer caught kissing future employer Jeff Zucker's ass the second most, Chris Wallace.
Definitely.
Why is he still on Fox? He's an embarrassment. He is.
Must be, it's like Auburn's coaches. We got too much money tied up in the coach. We can't fire him. Can't hire another one.
2019's Best Impression of Death Wish Meets Pajama Boy Award, Joe Scarborough. Yeah. Mark Levin.
What is Pajama Boy?
Mark Levin, who is one of the most brilliant people I've ever seen on TV or listened to a point of envy, because he's just so smart and he has such ready knowledge of law, the Constitution.
He can spit it out, man.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Described Joe Scarborough as the guy sitting on the tree trunk in Deliverance next to the guy with the banjo. That's Joe Scarborough. Mm-hmm. I thought that was spot on. Thank you. 2019's Best Impression of Joe McCarthy Meets Pajama Boy Award goes to Chuck Todd, who really looks like Satan. He's got that,
stupid goatee.
Yeah, and the eyes. I think he has a tail that they conceal from the camera.
It could be.
Chuck Todd, he's a real a-hole. 2019's Best Impression of Your First Wife Award goes to Jennifer Rubin and Anna Navarro in a tie. 2019's Best News of the Year Award, CNN ratings hit three-year low.
Hey.
You know, this is the insane part. It's also kind of scary because it makes you wonder, how are they staying in business?
You know how they're staying in business.
Brian Stelter, mm-hmm. that... The guy I think about every time I take a leak.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Rosie. To make sure I'm aiming properly.
Correct.
He has 85,000 viewers on a national TV show.
Right.
Nobody is watching. 85,000. We have 85,000 people a week listening to the show.
That's what I can't believe. How are they building these big companies?
I think Soros money
is underrated. Yeah, that's the only way it can
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
That's the only way. Laundered through some organization or another.
He'd buy an advertisement.
See who else gets something deserved here. The 2019 By Felicia Award goes to Shepard Smith.
Yeah.
By Felicia.
By Felicia. 2019 Award for being exposed as racist and not getting fired at Axios. Alexi McCammon. You know, they're the worst. Liberals are the most intolerant people on the planet, and yet they lack the self-awareness to own it. And the 2019 Adam Schiff's Puppet Award goes to Chris Wallace, so he's a double winner.
Go down one.
Oh, Shrill and Dishonest Alarmist and an Unironic Goatee Award, Chuck Todd again.
Chuck Todd's our big winner.
Uh-huh. He sure is.
Stupid goatee.
Mr. Electric is there for all your electric needs. You don't have to longer wonder. You don't have to call people, who's a good electrician? Where can I find a good electrician? They're all at Mr. Electric. It's a company with a team of certified master electricians, the very best. It's not something you really want to... I would not recommend reading Electricity for Dummies and then trying to install...
I suggest not.
Because you only get one mistake when you do things that way. Mm-hmm. When I was had my first apartment, I was painting it. I was taking the things
those
around
switch
the
covers?
Socket.
Yeah,
switch
buddy.
Covers. Took one off, and my Phillips screwdriver touched the top screw.
That's all you need.
Mm.
I went, and I could never do a backward somersault deliberately. all the way across the length of the room, 18 feet, until my feet hit the wall behind me. Scared the crap out of me.
So it's not a good feeling, man.
We've had them install our Ring doorbell system. We've had them run wires to and add security lighting to our property, relocate an outside outlet. They do everything by the book. They show up at a specific time. They give you an upfront price. That is what you pay, and they clean up any mess that's made during the installation process. 245-1566 or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. This is what we got for you. All right, Southeast Boulevard in front of Honey Baked Hams. As you approach Troy Highway, we still have an accident there. We're still seeing a backup. We're thinking that they're beginning to get that one taken care of, but use caution. We have I-85 northbound at the Ann Street ramp, an accident right there. It's minor, but it's going to cause a little bit of a problem. Watch out for that one. Taylor Road at East Chase, two accidents back-to-back right there. It's causing a little bit of a backup. They're minor. We're hoping they get those out of the way quickly. They are still working two accidents on Highway 14. This is in Prattville, just off I-65, right in front of Long Lewis Ford as you come into Prattville underneath the 65 overpass. They're back-to-back right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere, we are just very heavy traffic on this Friday afternoon. Everybody's trying to get home. Use caution. Buckle up. The Toyota-thon with special year-end pricing is going on right now at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, we're about to wrap up here at 5:56. A couple of reminders. I have Mark Montiel's funeral arrangements posted on my Facebook page, and we will be making a donation to Montgomery Humane. Mark, again, was somebody who was, you know, I talked about this on the air this morning. He was a tough interview. He was the guy, because if somebody came in, if somebody actually had the guts to come in and face him, somebody who might have been, you know.
Yeah.
He used his skills of cross-examination as a lawyer in the interview process. And sometimes I would squirm listening as if he was interrogating me. It was a very, very different brand of interview, and that was exclusive and unique to him. But for me, he always treated me with great respect and a big smile, and he's the guy that made me a legal driver in Alabama when for a while there I was not.
Yeah, but he went out of his way for you, and that's kind of the kind of person
that's
he
awesome.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah, very definitely. Very definitely.
He was very gracious when he was in the studio last week.
Doesn't that, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm very, very sad that he passed, and especially at such a young age. But the first thing I thought of was, I am so glad he got to come back into the studio where he held court for so long and spend a few minutes on the radio with JT and Leanne. That's almost like divine.
Yeah. You know what I think? I've thought of redemption. You know, when you get your life right and get your priorities straight and you make a change in your life, there's redemption. There is.
I've experienced that.
Yes, you have. You're living it.
Yeah, you're living it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you've heard the stories. I don't make any of those things up. So, and our thoughts with his family and friends. I just was communicating with Branch Close, who will be one of Mark's pallbearers on Monday. Let me take a final word here. I did some acupuncture today.
Yeah, how was that, buddy?
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah?
18 pokes.
Yeah. And I developed a new mysterious pain on my right side. But I'm also using...
What's his name?
Seth.
Except I'm not gonna massage CBD, the topical CBD cream all over Seth. I'm going to put it
now he's done.
Right here. Right here is where it's going to go. I have no idea what caused this. I got the acupuncture helped take it from a roar down to, you know, like a dull pain, but that CBD topical cream is very, very effective. All the CBD products are in your CBD store is the place to get them. The SunMed product line, top notch. Don't get gas station CBD. Yep. Don't buy anything for your body, you know, health-wise.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. No. Right. Don't do that. Go to a place where the products are absolutely top-notch, and you'll get the best possible result. That's your CBD store, and don't forget